and welcome to Paleo Cinema Podcast 55. Yes, I'm doing another movie podcast as promised to some people on Facebook and Twitter. Some of the music I played last time around in Paleo Cinema really went over well with people, particularly Christopher Lee singing Ghost Riders in the Sky. So basically this time around I thought I'd do something similar, throw together a whole bunch of tracks. A lot of them are movie related, some of them definitely are not. But the things that I enjoy, probably not going to be everything that you guys enjoy, but there'll be some things you can take from it and enjoy. So I'm going to turn up the heater, shut the door, and get stuck into it. I'll let Sal do the introductory stuff for the podcast, and then we'll move on to having a little bit of fun with some movie and otherwise music. This is Terry Frost, and welcome to Paleo Cinema.
Paleo Cinema Podcast is a three-weekly podcast that looks at cinema between 1895 and 1990. We look at cult films, science fiction, action movies, foreign language films, and anything else that might be interesting. The voicemail phone number is 206-666-4886. The email address is cultguru@gmail.com. That's cultguru@gmail.com. The podcast website is paleo-cinema.blogspot.com. This podcast may contain adult content, so if you're under 18, don't let your parents catch you listening to it.
Last night was an A1 tip-top clubbing jam fair. It was a sandwich of fun on ecstasy bread, wrapped up in a big bag like disco fudge. Doesn't get much better than that. I just wish sometimes I could control these fucking mood swings.
Okay, I'm going to save the voicemails and other things till next time around, so bear with me on that if you sent voicemails, and I have received a couple of really good ones so far. I'm skipping those to the next proper podcast, which should be in about 2 weeks from now. So let's get into the music. Now, I've got to work out what I'm going to play first, which means I've got to bring up the directory of these things. There's a band called Fantastic Plastic Machine who do kind of retro remixes, sort of pseudo-retro remixes of things, and I kind of like their music a lot. And I found the band while I was listening to the soundtrack of a TV series from 1999 called Spaced. There was a comedy, English comedy, starring Simon Pegg and Jessica Stevenson. Kind of cool stuff. And this is one of the tracks, which is Fantastic Plastic Machine doing a track called Theme of Luxury. Okay, I hope that woke everybody up. I like Fantastic Plastic Machine. They've got a few albums out. There's a really good track that I like of theirs. Probably my favourite track. It's a track called S'il vous plaît, which isn't... I don't know whether it's available. It's probably available on iTunes because pretty much everything is. And worth checking out. So moving on, I'm going to try something for a bit of a different pace. Well, a change of pace anyway. This time around, just let me get the directory up and see what we have here. Yep, I'm going to go with one of the classic movie themes of all time, bar none, no arguments will be entered into. It's by Erich Wolfgang Korngold, whose parents were very cruel to name him that. And it's the overture and theme from one of the best adventure films of all time. No, I am not talking about Sylvester Stallone and Cliffhanger. I am talking about The Adventures of Robin Hood, starring Errol Flynn, Olivia de Havilland, and Basil Rathbone. So strap on your sword and enjoy this. Now, doesn't that make you want to just go out into a forest and shoot hunting-tipped arrows at whoever comes past you? Classic movie theme. Terrific stuff. Now, I'm going to do a change of pace here. If you go onto YouTube and type in the words Guy Marx, you're going to get a whole bunch of Guy Marx comedy. He was big in the 60s. He did a lot of Vegas stuff. He did a lot of the Dean Martin comedy roasts and things like that. And he did an album called Loving You Is Maybe Bananas, which had a whole bunch of kind of retro songs that he kind of did. Though the album was made in the late 60s, but all the songs were from the 1930s and 1940s, and it does them with a slight satirical edge to them. I'm going to play one of them because I want to show how incredibly lame some pop songs were in the early part of the 20th century. Not because I think that they're any better now, but we really do need perspective on the banality of modern music. And things could get pretty banal in previous days. So this is a track called Tippy Tin. Really odd, but it kind of does get a little bit addictive after you listen to it 28, 29 times. So here it is, Guy Marx singing Tippy Tin.
One night the moon was mellow, Rosita met young Manuelo. He held her like this, this loveliness, and stole a kiss, this fellow. He said he was glad he'd met her, and soon he would come and get her.
But she said, no, no, I cannot go until I know you better.
Tippy, tippy, tin, tippy, tin. Tippy, tippy, turn, tippy, turn. He kept on the stealing, and he had a feeling she was satisfied. Tippy, tippy, tin, tippy, tin. Tippy, tippy, turn, tippy, turn. She was saying ghost, so he held her closer. That's how he can fly. Rosita met young Manuelo. He held her like this, this lovely miss, then stole a kiss, this fellow.
He said he was glad he'd met her, and soon he would come and get her.
But she said, no, no, I cannot go until I know you better.
Tippy, tippy, tin, tippy, tin. Tippy, tippy, tum, tippy, tum.
He kept on a stealing, and he had a feeling she was satisfied.
Tippy, tippy, tin, tippy, tin. Tippy, tippy, tum, tippy, tum.
She was saying, go, sir. So he held her closer. That's how he complied.
Isn't that sweet? I know that a lot of people in the audience really like celebrity singers, you know, like people who aren't known as being singers, singing songs. And the next track I've got for you is probably the best example of that in the known universe. But, of course, let's not be hyperbolic about it. Basically, if you haven't heard the Robert Mitchum Calypso album, you're missing out and you really should acquire a copy through means either fair or foul. I believe it may be available on iTunes if you want to go with a legit copy. If you don't, again, the usual suspects probably will allow you to acquire one. I had it on vinyl, which shows how long ago I first encountered this particular album. So I don't feel any guilt at all at pinching it from other sources because I've already paid for it once. So I've got one of the tracks from the Robert Mitchum Calypso album, which I do highly recommend to anybody who's a movie buff, bar none, and that includes Ian Mond. Monty doesn't usually listen to my podcast when I do music podcasts, so I can say pretty much anything I like about him. But what I really want to say is congratulations on the new baby. Hope you and Jules and the baby are doing well. Anyway, on to Robert Mitchum. This is called Beauty is Only Skin Deep, and it is from his album Calypso is Like So, which has a terrific cover of Robert Mitchum sitting with his corner, you know, his bum, one cheek of his bum on a table, a glass of rum in his hand, and a beautiful woman in the background. So it's pretty much got anything you need for a good weekend. Here it is.
Beauty is only skin deep. What is hiding under the hood? Beauty is only skin deep. But on the girl, it looks so good. Since Eve from Adam, the rib she took. The boys had pretty girls, they looked. But like the fish in the little brook. Swimming, dreaming, living sweet, not suspecting this deceit. Remember, bait is hiding the hook. Beauty is only skin deep. What is hiding under the hood? Beauty is only skin deep. But on the girl, it looks so good. The man his fancy, he turn in spring to love for some sweet honey thing. The honey sweet, but before you sing, careful, cautious, watch it, man. Remember, bee has a terrible sting. Beauty is only skin deep. What is hiding under the hood? Beauty is only skin deep. But on the girl, it looks so good. Hiding under the hood. Beauty is only skin deep. But on the girl, it looks so good. A pretty girl is a pretty sight. She nice to look at, and that is right. A lovely flower in the dark of night. Underneath that bed of roses, there that sneaky thorn reposes. How she look in morning light. Beauty is only skin deep. What is hiding under the hood? Beauty is only skin deep. But on the girl, it looks so good.
That's a definite classic, that one. Moving right along to another track, let me just work out what I'm going to do. I want to keep it on the kind of light and easy theme at the moment for this. Let me see what we have. Yeah, Anne Margaret. Anne Margaret was hot when she was younger. She did a couple of movies with Elvis and came out of it looking a lot better than Elvis did. And this is from one of her movies from the 1960s, The Pleasure Seekers. And it's very typical Anne Margaret. And like a few people, she's got the street cred of having appeared in an episode of The Flintstones. The only other really cool person that I know had a guest spot on an episode of The Flintstones, you've got to remember this is way before The Simpsons started doing celebrity voices, is Hoagie Carmichael, who did a cameo on The Flintstones as well. So anyway, here it is. It's the Pleasure Seekers theme song, and very cool. Just imagine Anne Margaret wearing a frilly blouse and a pair of capri pants when you listen to this one.
Spare me the 8 to 5 people, those half alive people. I'll take the set that likes to get off the dime. Give me the pleasure seekers every time. Spare me the naughty world watchers, also the bird watchers. In other words, they're for the birds, not for me. Give me the pleasure seekers. Yes, sir. It's cocktails at nine. At midnight we dine, then bubbly wine in a small cafe where the gypsies play till the break of day. Olé. No one you know lives twice, mister. Take my advice, mister. Give what you got before it's not there to give. Get with the pleasure seeker. Lovers and cheek to cheekers.
Yeah, I have a hard spot for old Anne Margaret movies, so I thought I'd throw that one in there as well. I'm going to try to do a bit of a change of pace here. If you go onto YouTube and type in The Set, you're going to find an old Australian movie from the 1960s about a sexually confused guy who gets involved with artists in Sydney in the 1960s, and there's nudity and there's a little bit of homosexuality and there's all sorts of scandalous things which totally outraged society in Australia in the 1960s. Now, I'm going to play the theme song from The Set. The music's by Sven Liebeck, a composer whose music was used in The Life Aquatic, that Bill Murray movie a while back. Kind of, you know, very cool stuff. I was at the first Manly Jazz Festival in Sydney in the 1970s, and I saw Sven Liebeck play some of his music live, and it was very cool to watch him do this. But the vocals on this particular track are by a group who were on TV in Australia in the 1960s called the Flanagans. They were a couple of brothers and a sister act, and they did end up owning a floating restaurant in Rose Bay in Sydney called Flanagans. But the problem with the Flanagans was not the harmonies. The harmonies were quite good, but the guys in the trio were pretty ugly, which kind of does limit their ability to appear on television, if you know what I mean. But anyway, this has got a very 60s vibe to it, this track, and it's one of those kind of time capsule things where it couldn't have been recorded at any other time than the late 1960s. And it's one of those things, I've got a lot of these tracks, but it's one of those tracks that I'm inexplicably fond of. There's no good reason for it. It just is. It's a given. It's something that I don't really want to spend the time analysing. So here it is. It's the theme from The Set. Music by Sven Liebeck and vocals by The Flanagans. Okay, it's time for some more actor singing. In this case, it's an actor who has the eternal gratitude of the world, really, for trying to kill William Shatner in Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan. It's Ricardo Montalban, before he went to Fantasy Island, and probably before he tried to kill William Shatner. I'm not even going to back announce or announce what this track is. I'm just going to lay it on you and let you play with it. It's not really the way most people remember Ricardo Montalban, but enjoy, and I'll be back in a moment.
There's a choo-choo in Chihuahua, in Chihuahua. There's a choo-choo, it will chug clean through Guadalajara. That is, if it doesn't rain. On the choo-choo, Papa dozes, Mama's busy counting noses. Though a bull sits smack on the railroad track, no one bothers to complain as it climbs a hill with a mighty will. Hear the whistle drill. from low to high. Pooey, then the people stir.
Check the calendar.
It must be the 10th of June. Or could it be July?
There's a choo-choo in Chihuahua, in Chihuahua. There's a choo-choo. When a bigger train sees it puff and strain, it may offer it a tow. But the Chihuahua choo-choo only whistles, thank you, no. Every family brings all the household things, and the whistle sings around the lake. Wee! The conductors wink, mm-hmm, at the girl in pink and give her a big bouquet.
When Papa goes away,
there's a choo-choo in Chihuahua, in Chihuahua. There's a choo-choo. Though it blows its stop, often has to stop, it will get where it must go.
That's the Chihuahua choo-choo
in Chihuahua, Mexico.
Ay, qué bonito es el norte, oígame, qué barbaridad. La gente es sencilla y franca, sí señor.
There's really nothing you can say after that, is there? I better move along then. Next track. Just about every mafia movie in the known universe, with a couple of exceptions, has used the original version of Mambo Italiano somewhere on the soundtrack. Whenever the Goombas are around eating or something like that, they play Mambo Italiano, the Rosemary Clooney version, in the background. This is a different version. It's from about 10 years ago. It's actually made by Italians, a guy called Flabby with a singer called Carla Boni. And it's kind of like a remix update to Mambo Italiano, which I kind of like. I picked it up on an album of Italian kind of lounge songs. And it's not a bad version of it. It kind of grows on you, and it's got a few references to Italian singers thrown in there as part of the dialogue as well. But anyway, here it is, Mambo Italiano by Flabby, starring Carla Boni.
Mambo, I feel like Rambo. I'm not afraid to catch you if you stumble, 'cause you're the kind of girl that makes me scramble. I feel like Kevin Costner in Fandango. Like Marlon Brando, I'll dance with you last Mambo. We'll take a ride together with my special jumbo. Italian style is stronger than a thunder. It's Calaboni.
Prova ad assaggiare pulpetriglia e baccalà. Ehi, compa! Gridavi giorno a tutto stiamo cambiando sempre l'italiano. Suo mambo, lei continua sempre imperterrita a cantare soltanto. Ehi mambo, mambo italiano. Ehi mambo, mambo italiano. No, 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 non è solo siciliano, non è calabrese, non è un mambo piemontese.
I see double, I'm living in a bubble. I wanna dance with you and forget about the trouble. I'm not the type of guy that you will have to cry for. I only wanna shake your body with this mambo. Like Matt Bianco, I'm sneaking out the back door. Like Tony Rennie say, tell me quando, quando, quando. I feel like Perez Prado playing in a jungle, and everybody's dancing Italian mambo.
E allora, hey mambo, mambo italiano. Hey mambo, mambo italiano. No, 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 la storia è qui finita. Non è più partita e da noi sempre è restata col suo mambo. Calabrese non è mambo piemontese, ma hey!
Hey mambo!
Prova ad assaggiare pulpetriglia e baccalà. Ehi, c'è true! Tu vuoi mangiare fast food? Dicendo sempre hey bambino, non bere molto vino. Poi continua sempre imperterrita a cantare soltanto hey mambo!
Mambo italiano, hey mambo, mambo italiano, sì sì sì. La storia è qui finita, non è più partita e da noi sempre è restata col suo mambo.
Now for something just a bit different. I'm kind of updating to the 1970s. This comes from the soundtrack album to Anchorman, the Will Ferrell comedy, which had a terrific soundtrack album of kind of retro funk 1970s groovy music, which I kind of like. And this particular one's by Friends of Distinction. It's called Grazing on the Grass. It's based on a purely musical, no singing track by Hugh Masekela. And it's called Grazing on the Grass. I like it a lot. And it's got a lot of energy to it. And I like, you know, it's just really, really groovy. And just sit back, put your flares on, grab yourself a drink and enjoy. Freddie and the Dreamers were a 1960s band from Manchester in England. They had a few hits between about, 1963, 1965. And they're all part of that Britpop explosion that happened at the time with the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and a bunch of other people. And they were part of that. And they kind of had a bit of fame in the United States as well as in England. They were the first of three consecutive groups from Manchester to have number one hits in the spring of 1965, the other ones being Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders and Herma's Hermits. So they kind of went for the bucks after a while, Freddie and the Dreamers, and they did an album for Disney of Disney hits. Now, I'm partly playing this one because it's a track that Sal likes a lot. I'm partly playing it too because it's kind of given a bossa nova beat to a Disney song that you wouldn't think works well with a kind of bossa nova beat to it, but it does. It's Freddie and the Dreamers from their album In Disneyland, which is only available on vinyl if you can find it. And it's a kind of Britpop version of Winnie the Pooh. I'm just going to play it for you and let you totally encompass the wonderfulness of this.
Donkey named Eeyore is his friend, and Kanga and Little Roo. There's Rabbit and Piglet, and there's Owl, but most of all Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. So be little cubby all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Willy nilly silly old bear. Deep in the 100-acre wood, where Christopher Robin plays, you will find the enchanted neighborhood of Christopher's childhood days. A donkey named Eeyore is his friend, and Kanga and Little Roo. There's Rabbit and Piglet, and there's Owl, but most of all Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Tubby little cubby all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Willy nilly silly old bear. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Tubby little cubby all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Willy nilly silly old bear. Named Eeyore is his friend, and Kanga and Little Roo. There's Rabbit and Piglet, and there's Owl, but most of all Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Subby little cubby all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Willy nilly silly old bear. Willy nilly silly old bear. Willy nilly silly old bear.
So that is one of those tracks that kind of goes all the way from incredibly uncool and circles around and bites cool in the ass. Played a couple of times and you'll see what I mean. It really does grow on you, and it's one of those weird curiosities that you find when you dig around a little bit and just embrace the weirdness of popular music and popular culture. Now, I'm going to finish off with two tracks. The first one is from a TV special in, I think, the late 70s, maybe early 1980s, which Michel Legrand, one of my favourite composers of all time, did. It's a concept kind of piece about Paris. He got two singers along to help him out, one of whom was Dusty Springfield, and the other one is Matt Munro, who we know sang on Days Like These from The Italian Job and the theme from Russia With Love. Great singer, very underrated. So I'm going to play the theme tune to his special Paris Is Made for Lovers, and then I'm just going to throw a mystery track on the end of it, and the podcast will be over. So please go keep the emails and the voicemails and the Twitter comments and the Facebook comments coming in. I really do appreciate it. There are more people doing movie podcasts now, and we need to encourage them and kind of help their voices get out there so that people can enjoy what they do. I think the democratization of media is going ahead gangbusters these days, and we really do need to encourage and offer feedback to those who just basically get off their ass and have a go at it. So please do so. That's about it for this time around. I'm going to play the last two tracks and have done with it. Thank you for your attention. I hope you enjoyed this one, and I'll be back in 2 weeks with lots of movie stuff. So this is Terry. I'll catch you guys later.
Paris was made for lovers. Paris was made for lovers. Why else would Paris even be there? The little streets are charming, the mademoiselles disarming, and they're the reason you'll find me there. Paris was made for lovers. It's something one discovers. You'll walk along the Seine and hear its song. And love is all it's saying, and that accordion playing just seems to sweep your heart. Paris was made for romance. Paris was made for romance. Why else would songs be sung about her? Don't let the smile deceive you, for if your love should leave you, how lonely it would be without her. Made for lovers. Paris was made for me and you. Paris was made for me and you. Oh,
ho, 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 ho,